and moves in. Did he get a K-1 visa after all? Plus, why fans say they're concerned for Darcy as her other ex gets attention from President Trump. That's coming up on 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. Hi, I'm Christy with a very Darcy-centric report. Today's headlines are all about the only 90 Day star fabulous enough to feature two tumultuous relationships on the show and the men who were formerly fighting over her. If you can't get enough of this anti-love triangle, click that subscribe button while I give you the scoop. On the new season of Before the 90 Days, premiering February 23rd, we'll get a look at the demise of Darcy and Tom. Both have made it clear via the social media that they are donezo, and Miss Silva appeared to move on a while ago. Now, Tom is revealing he's in a new relationship too, and it's serious. Here's his Insta post from a couple days ago of Tom and new girlfriend Amanda McAdams in a passionate embrace. Now, check out that caption. Beauty is fleeting, but a rent-controlled apartment overlooking the park is forever. Sounds like the pair loves to have their laughs, but there's a lot to unpack here. Tom is a UK citizen, so any extended time here in the US will require a visa and eventually a marriage. Him shacking up with Amanda is essentially a proposal and means Tom might be doing the 90-day K-1 thing after all. Is his now-confirmed move to the East Coast the reason Darcy is relocating to SoCal? Well, this moving in thing was a big reveal from Tom, but we'll have to tune in to season 4 of Before the 90 Days to see how contentious their uncoupling was. So, what's that other guy up to? You know, Darcy's super desperate Dane, whose name I don't even want to say because he loves the attention too much. Well, President Trump doesn't mind throwing a little clout Jesse's way. Apparently, both guys had their eyes on the Democratic debate last night. Jesse tweeted a take that flattered the president regarding impeachment and the strength of the MAGA movement, and Trump retweeted it. Yes, his 71 million followers saw Jesse's picture, name, and opinion. That's like a straight IV drip to the veins for someone as thirsty as Jesse is. The tweet has now been shared nearly 6,000 times and has 20,000 likes. But no word on whether the president is a 90 Day Fiancé fan. Even with her exes moving on and making a splash, Darcy's fans, myself included, are always rooting for her. Some are expressing concern over recent cameo videos and interviews she's done in which they say Darcy seems a bit tipsy. This makes me so sad for her, and she needs help, are among the sentiments. Fans are also noting that while we were blindsided by Jesse's accusation that she abuses alcohol years ago, we did see her seeming to overindulge on the latest season of Before the 90 Days. But we have to remember that filming is not real life, and there's no reason to believe Darcy is regularly abusing alcohol. She is, in fact, feeling blessed and empowered while looking like a stone-cold sober fox. So don't worry. What are your thoughts on Darcy's drinking, Tom's U-hauling, and Jesse's thirst trapping? Drop a comment below and come back tomorrow for more 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. Adios, amigos.
If you enjoyed our show, please enjoy this message from our sponsors. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.